Father, thank you that you are faithful, that you are all sufficient, that you are more than able. Thank you, Lord, for being our God, for being our Savior, for being our Lord, our Master, our husband, our maker, our friend, the lover of our soul. Thank you for the relationship we have with you. And thank you, Lord, for inviting us here tonight, because you have something to speak to our hearts and you want to work in our lives. And so, Lord, we surrender and we ask that your Holy Spirit would have free reign tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening. How is everybody? Good? Well, tonight we're going to be talking about being filled with the Spirit. And the topic of the Holy Spirit is huge. You could do a six-month series or even longer on the Holy Spirit. The Bible has a lot to say about the Spirit-filled or the Spirit-led life. For those of you who are newer to church, to the things of the Lord, to the things of the Spirit, or those of you who maybe your background has been a church background, but maybe your former church didn't really teach on the Holy Spirit, or maybe taught incorrectly or something like that, I encourage you, if you have questions, to check out Damien's series that he did on the Holy Spirit, because if you just, you know, start listening to that, it'll answer most of your questions. I am certainly not going, this is not a doctrinal thing tonight. I want to share a few things that are on my heart concerning being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and then I want to have a time of waiting on the Lord, which is why you see the chairs up here. So we do that, in fact, we'll do that in a couple of weeks, a church body as a whole, but sometimes it's nice just to have the girls waiting on the Lord. At conversion, we know that God gives us His Holy Spirit. So His Holy Spirit comes inside of us. In Ephesians 1, it tells us that we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So all believers, all Christians, anyone who asks the Lord to come into their life has the Holy Spirit dwelling within them. We're sealed. We're His. He says, you know, you're mine and I'm going to come back for you. Now, the Bible teaches that there is another ministry of the Holy Spirit, another relationship that we as believers have with the Holy Spirit. And that is the being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's so many different terms that we can use. Being baptized with the Spirit, being Spirit-filled, having the Spirit come upon you, all of those things. Which, you know, don't get bogged down on. But being filled with the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus was, when the day that he walked up to the Jordan and John the Baptist baptized, water baptized Jesus, and then the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. And that word upon, it's different than the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It's the upon, that filling, that baptism. Then he started his public ministry. How much more do we, his people, we need the power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Jesus told the disciples, don't do anything until you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, so that you can be witnesses to those in Jerusalem that are right around you, those who are in Judea, those who are a little farther out, and in Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Jesus saw and knows the importance, the absolute need that we have to have everything of the Holy Spirit. The baptism, the filling, the pouring out, however you want to call it. Spirit of God comes upon our lives. It can happen at conversion, and it doesn't have to happen at conversion. It can happen a month later, 2 months later, 40 years later. And that can stir up all kinds of questions for everybody, and you can listen to the tapes. That's how old they are. For me, I was saved and baptized with the Holy Spirit at the same time. For others that I have known, they were saved, but they weren't baptized with the Holy Spirit. It was later on, just like we see in the book of Acts also. But the Spirit coming upon us, it's so that we would have power to live a Christ-like life, because that's what a Christian is to be Christ-like. We can't do it by ourselves. We've all tried. We have an ugly flesh that's very strong in itself, and we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the power to say no to me, no to my flesh, no to my whining and my complaining and those things that I want that I shouldn't have, and then the power to say yes to the Lord, the power to walk in the Spirit so that I don't fulfill the deeds of the flesh. And there's one initial baptizing, or that Spirit coming upon us, but there are many refillings. Damien did a message years ago called Peter, Unfilled, Filled, Refilled. Great message. But it just shows how he was unfilled with the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus died and was resurrected, and he came in and he breathed on them and said to receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came inside and he was filled. And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he was filled. But then how many times in the book of Acts it says, and then they were filled with the Spirit, and then they were filled with the Spirit. Many, many refillings. That should be a common thing for every single one of us. Every time we pray, Lord, refill me with your Holy Spirit. Freshly fill me with your Holy Spirit. Why? Because I get bumped and a little bit of me comes out. And so I need more of the Holy Spirit. So every single morning in my prayer, in my time with the Lord, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then 20 minutes later, when the phone rings or the email or the whatever it might be, where I'm going to get a little bit maybe in my flesh, Lord, please refill me with your Spirit. Anytime I talk to anybody, anytime I go do something, Lord, please fill me with your Spirit, because I can't do it. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God's Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, and you can turn there. And again, this is not a big big Bible study, but I want you to open your Bible and look at that verse. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, "Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." I have always loved that verse, and I love the contrast of that verse. Don't be drunk, be filled with the Spirit. So he's telling us what not to do. Don't be drunk. And it's literal. And then it can have a broader meaning also. So don't be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, or which is excess, or lack of self-control, or overindulgent in the pursuit of physical pleasures, or wasteful. Don't be drunk. Don't lose self-control. Don't give yourself over to the wine or the alcohol's control. Alcohol numbs the senses. It takes over. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but many of you have experienced this. You know it is true. And for those of you who haven't, praise the Lord that you haven't. But it numbs you, and it causes a person to lose their inhibitions. It causes them to do, to be less self-controlled and to be controlled by the alcohol or drugs or whatever it might be. And then you do things you don't normally do, which is why a lot of people drink. So they loosen up and they can feel freer. And then, you know, you can get to the point of you don't even remember what you've done, because you're so consumed with alcohol. And there's no telling what a person can do, but it is controlling. We're not to be drunk with anything that would dominate us. So literally wine, literally alcohol, but drugs and whatever else there might be that would dominate us and cause and to control us. But we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the tense there means being filled. Don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be being filled. So it's a continual thing, an ongoing thing. We're to be dominated by the Spirit. Just like the alcohol can dominate us, the Holy Spirit should dominate our lives. The Holy Spirit needs to influence my life daily, all day long. I need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, not by anything else, and certainly not by me. I've done that too many times, and it stinks. It's ugly. It's awful. I want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit in my daily life, all day, every day. So we need to ask for a fresh filling each morning and throughout the day. We need to be sensitive, and this is what I want to talk to us about, to be sensitive to the Spirit's leading in our lives and His moving. God always wants to speak to us. Even when He's silent, He's speaking to us. It's me, it's you, it's us that we don't hear, because we have busy minds, because this world keeps us so busy. Busy doing physical things and doing things for people. And as you get older, you know, those of you who are moms and grandmas, your job never, it doesn't stop. It just gets a little more complicated because you're still doing. And you can be fragmented by doing. And we want to make sure we are quiet so that we can be sensitive to the Spirit's moving, because again, He's always speaking. But if I'm too busy and this mind of mine that, I don't know, I mean, does everyone have a really active mind? Does anybody not? Okay, does your mind go bing, it's like a pinball machine. You remember those? Bing, 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 bing. You can think about 5 million things at the same time while you're doing this, you know, cooking or what. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to hear the Lord sometimes. It's hard to be sensitive to Him. But I am trying to be more conscious of it. Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? Instead of getting on this automatic pilot and I don't have time. That's my personality type. It's really bad weakness. It's just get the job done and move out of my way and let me go, you know, kind of a thing. It's awful. So, Lord, what do you want me to do? Calm my heart. I want to hear you. In fact, recently, when I was really, you know, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I was getting in my car, and there was a neighbor, and my typical thing is, you know, just getting, you know, hello, and get my car and go. And the Lord said, go talk to that person. Because, now, it's not like He's never said that before. It's that I happen to have asked Him, I want to be sensitive to you today. I want to hear you. Oh, I heard you. Do you realize that I'm a little late? Doesn't matter, Karen. be sensitive. And I did, and it was great. It was just like, I felt so good about that. The Holy Spirit is always moving in our lives. In the book of Acts, he moved in the apostles' lives continually. We read that Paul said he was forbidden to go preach in Asia by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, no, I don't want you. Paul was made his plans, just like we make our plans. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I don't want you to do that. And then he said, okay, well, then I'll go do this. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I don't want you to go do that. But then in a vision, the Lord revealed to Paul, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Macedonia. That's what I want you to do. Now, obviously, Paul was listening. He was being sensitive to the Spirit, which is something that we need to do. But that kind of leading happens in our daily lives all the time. And we need to be aware of it. That's the whole point, that we need to be aware of his leading so that we are ready to go somewhere or do something that he wants us to do. And then when we have our lists and we have our plan and we're going and it's a good thing that we're going to do, just like Paul wanting to preach in Asia, that was a good thing that he wanted to do, but he's sensitive to the Lord saying, mm-mm, no. The Holy Spirit saying, no. We need to be sensitive to that. You know, it's really a very exciting life as a Christian. You know, other people don't get to do this. They just do whatever their flesh tells them to do. And a lot of people just don't have very many smarts. And so they do a lot of really dumb things. We, on the other hand, as God's children, we have the wisdom from above. We have the Holy Spirit speaking to us. We have him say to us, I want you to go talk to that person. I want you to go give that person a hug. I want you to give this scripture to that person. I want you to speak this word to that person. I want you to go encourage that person. That's exciting. And that's supposed to be a normal Christian life for every single one of us, not just the little spiritual ones that we see, for every single person. That's our ministry. And he gives us the gifts of his Holy Spirit to do that. He speaks to us and he nudges us. I know that he's spoken to you. He has spoken to you and he has said, I want you to give this verse to that person. Hasn't he? I mean, probably to almost every single one of us. And we write it in a card or we call or we text or we email or something to give that word. There are times, many times, where we don't know, oh, is this the Lord? I mean, this is the thing. This is what we do. Is this the Lord? Is this not the Lord? Is this me? Is this not me? And I had somebody say to me very early on, and I thought, this is very good. Is it pure? Is it peaceable? Is it good? Does it look like Jesus? Then it's not you. Okay? Then you go ahead and speak, and you go ahead and give it out. And it's so true, because, you know, you can't go wrong to encourage somebody. You can't go wrong giving someone an encouraging verse or a word like that. You can't. Recently, I was praying with a friend, and she said, I have a scripture for you, a portion. And she said, it's just, I don't know why, I don't know what it means, but the Lord said, you'll know what it means. And so she started reading it, and I just thought, okay. I mean, I knew exactly. She had no clue, but I did. But praise the Lord, out of faith, she stepped out, and she did that, and that encouraged me. So none of us has this leading of the Spirit thing down pat, you know. Typically, and to be really honest with you, when I know it's the Lord and I know it's the Spirit speaking to me and moving me, it's after. I don't know 100%. How in the world? I don't have a hotline to the Lord. I try to listen to him. I listen to the peace that's ruling in my heart. If the peace is disturbed, then okay, it's not him. But Lord, I'm taking this step and the peace is still there, and I'm taking this step and the peace is still there, and I'm taking this step, and now I'm going to go tell her this. And I don't know if it's you or not. And then she said, oh, I can't believe it. This is exactly, well, I knew that was the Lord. You know, that's when I know. And sometimes you never know because you don't get the response. But so no, you know, none of us, I kind of get leery on some people who are, you know, the Lord told me and this is it and this is it. Like, we'll see, you know. But to be yielded to the Lord, to be surrendered to him and the moving of his spirit. So what does he have for us? Every single day, what does he have for us today? What does he want to speak? Lord, what do you want to speak? How does your Holy Spirit want to move in my life today? How do you want to encourage someone else through me today? These should be normal things that we're asking the Lord and talking with him, and that he's using us. We're, you know, a channel of his love and his grace. What gifts? He's given us all at least one spiritual gift. What gift do you want to operate through my life today? How do you want to be seen in my life? How do you want to be manifested in my life? What do you want to speak? I want to be open. Do you want to be open? You can answer. Do you want to be open to the things of the Lord and the Spirit, right? We all want to. Don't you look around this room and all these women and these women that are in your home groups, you want to encourage them. You want to build them up. The Lord wants to use you in that. He wants to speak through you. He wants to whisper in your ear this verse to give that person that doesn't make any sense to you at all. Doesn't have to make any sense to you. May not even make any sense to them yet. You just step out and do what the Lord has you to do. Fear is the thing that holds us all back. It, you know, and Paul spoke to Timothy to stir up the gifts that are within you, that God has given you, and that he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be hesitant. Recently, again, a woman, I've got to be careful of how I say this. We were having a conversation, and I highly respect her, and she was kind of new to the things of the Spirit, although she'd walked with the Lord for years, and she said, I have a word for you. And she was kind of, you know, very hesitant and like, I mean, I will listen to anything. I will be very discerning when I listen to it. And as she started speaking, it was like, oh, wow, okay. She has no clue, zero, nothing, no clue at all. And it was like, wow, that's from the Lord. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for listening to him. And I just love that. I love that. And it's just been stirring in me. So fear, don't let fear hold you back. And then you know what? Don't let laziness or lukewarmness. And that can, you know, it's like, the things of the Spirit, yeah, that's for other people. That's for Pentecostals. That's for those kind of people. Yeah, I don't, you know, I've got too much going on or whatever. I don't have time to be sensitive or whatever. Don't be that. And if you have not asked, well, number one, if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask. You can ask right now while I am talking, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I have no idea what that means or what she's saying. And he will do that. And then if you haven't asked to be refilled with the Spirit, just ask him right now. I mean, if that didn't happen this morning, if that didn't happen sometime today or yesterday, I mean, yesterday's too long ago. This morning was too long ago. You know, ask him. Open my ears, my eyes to the things of you. And then, so that's what was on my heart, just to encourage you in your daily life to be sensitive to the Lord. There's no rules. There's a biblical right. So there's no right or wrong or there's whatever. Just relax and listen to the Lord. He wants to speak and he wants to use you to speak to others. So we're going to have a time of waiting on the Lord, and it's not going to be that long because we have fellowship time. So you're going to have to participate by moving forward. Okay? You can do that. Move forward, and we're just going to see what he has for us.